Once upon a time in a faraway kingdom, there was a princess named Penelope. Penelope was a very pretty little princess, with golden hair and eyes as blue as the sky, but she was always serious and worried. She spent her days attending to her royal duties and doing everything that was expected of her. But one day, she got tired of being serious all the time and decided to do something different. Penelope had seen little clowns at the market and had always loved the way they made people laugh, so she decided to become a little clown. Armed with her face paint and her most colorful dress, she ventured out into the kingdom to make everyone she met laugh. People looked at her strangely at first, as they were not used to seeing a princess playing a clown. But soon, everyone began to laugh at her antics and jokes. Penelope felt happy for the first time in a long time, as she was making people happy. One day, Penelope went to visit her friend the magician, who was studying in his laboratory. "Hello, my friend," greeted Penelope, bowing and making a funny face. "What are you doing here?" asked the wizard curiously. "I'm trying to make people laugh," Penelope replied. "I've decided to become the clown princess." The magician burst out laughing. "What? A clown princess? That's hilarious." But Penelope didn't think it was funny. She felt a little sad that her friend wasn't supportive. But that didn't stop her. She continued on her way and kept making people laugh. One day, while Penelope was playing her pranks in the market, a young prince named Robert approached her. "Hello, little clown princess," the prince said with a smile. "I like the way you make people laugh, it's very funny." Penelope blushed, she was not used to receiving compliments. "Thank you, Prince Robert," she said with a big smile. "But I feel a little lonely doing this alone, would you like to join me?" So, together, the clown princess and Prince Robert continued to make people laugh all over the kingdom. They became good friends and had a lot of fun together. They learned that laughter is a great way to brighten people's day. After a while, the day of the big royal ball came. Penelope knew she had to be the serious princess that was expected of her at the ball, but in her heart, she still wanted to make people laugh. So, in the middle of the party, she put on her face paint and her little clown dress. All the guests were speechless when they saw her like that, but then, they burst into laughter and applause. Penelope had managed to make the whole kingdom laugh at the royal ball. Even the magician joined in the fun and also painted his face to make people laugh. It was a night full of laughter and joy, and the clown princess was happy to have shared her love of fun and laughter with everyone. At the end of the ball, Prince Robert came up to Penelope and said, "You have been the best little clown princess I have ever seen. You are amazing." Penelope smiled and realized that she didn't have to be just one thing all the time. She could be a serious and responsible princess when she needed to be, but she could also be a fun and cheerful little clown when she wanted to be.